Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. A Belgian court approves extradition of fugitive businessman Mehul Choksi to India in connection with 13,500 crore rupee Punjab National Bank fraud case. Russian drone and missile attacks on Ukrainian cities kill at least 6 people. Ukraine claims of successfully launching missile and airstrikes on a chemical plant in Russia's Bryansk region. India moves up to 9th position globally in terms of total forest area. Continues to rank 3rd in annual forest gain. And in Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, Australia beat England by 6 wickets in Indore. And now the news in detail. A Belgian court in Antwerp has approved the extradition of fugitive businessman Mehul Choksi to India in connection with the 13,500 crore rupee Punjab National Bank fraud case. The court upheld the legality of his arrest by Belgian authorities, marking a key advance in India's pursuit of the absconding jeweler. Choksi had argued in court that he was allegedly abducted from Antigua and faced the threat of political persecution and inhumane treatment in India, but the court found no concrete evidence to support those claims. A large-scale Russian drone and missile attack across Ukraine killed at least 6 people, even as US-led efforts to end the war floundered and Ukraine's president sought more foreign military help. Media reports say repeated waves of missiles and drones targeted at least 8 Ukrainian cities. Ukraine, on the other hand, claimed that it successfully launched a large-scale missile and airstrike on a chemical plant in Russia's Bryansk region that had caused crucial to Moscow's war industry. Kyiv's military said Storm Shadow missiles penetrated Russian air defenses, though the results were still being assessed. Meanwhile, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov and Russian President Vladimir Putin's special economic envoy, Kirill Dmitriev, denied Western media reports that plans for a summit between Mr. Putin and US President Donald Trump in Budapest have been scrapped. Mr. Peskov said the planned summit requires careful preparation. He said no one wants to waste time, neither President Trump nor President Putin. As the ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian resistance movement Hamas enters its second week, the Gaza government media office says only 986 aid trucks have entered the besieged territory since the ceasefire. Officials in Gaza said the average number of trucks that have been entering Gaza daily since the ceasefire entered into effect is just 89, considerably less than the 600 trucks that were previously agreed upon. Reports say Israeli forces have killed at least one person in North Gaza's Tufa today, adding to dozens more killed since the ceasefire took effect. Meanwhile, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with the United States Vice President J.D. Vance today, who is visiting Israel in an effort to take forward Gaza's fragile ceasefire. Mr. Vance said while maintaining the ceasefire is not easy, the United States is optimistic that it is going to hold. 63 people were killed in a multi-vehicle crash on a Kampala-Gulu highway in Uganda today. According to the Uganda police, two buses collided head-on while overtaking a lorry and a car, triggering a chain reaction that caused several vehicles to overturn. The highway, which connects the capital Kampala in the south to the northern city of Gulu, is a vital and heavily trafficked route. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Operation Sindoor witnessed extraordinary jointness and integration among the three services. He added that it also reaffirmed government's resolve to devise coordinated, adaptive and preemptive defense strategies to deal with the challenges arising out of the changing world order and evolving methods of warfare. Mr. Singh made these remarks while addressing a book launch in New Delhi. This book is titled Civil-Military Fusion as a Metric of National Power and Comprehensive Security and has been written by Lieutenant General Raj Shukla, retired. In his address, the defense minister emphasized that the traditional defense outlook is no longer sufficient in today's times, as wars are fought not only on the borders, but have now taken a hybrid and asymmetrical form. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to World News. India has achieved a significant milestone in global environmental conservation, moving up to the 9th position in terms of total forest area globally. It was revealed in the Global Forest Resources Assessment 2025, released by the Food and Agriculture Organization in Bali, Indonesia. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav has said this remarkable progress underscores the success of the government's policies and programs aimed at forest protection, afforestation, and community-led environmental action. He informed that India continues to hold the 3rd position in the world in terms of annual forest area gain, reflecting the nation's consistent commitment to environmental protection and sustainable development. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal attended the 16th session of the UN Conference on Trade and Development, UNCTAD, in Geneva today. Addressing the session, Mr. Goyal emphasized India's focused efforts to eliminate poverty, drive demand-led growth, and infrastructure development. The minister further reiterated the nation's commitment to sustainability and climate change mitigation. He emphasized the importance of Global South cooperation and highlighted India's progress in digital empowerment and initiatives to promote growth across all sections of the society. Mr. Goyal said that India has been the fastest growing large economy with over 7% average annual growth over the last 3 years.
Today we are amongst the top 5 GDPs in the world. We are the fastest growing large economy in the world for the last 4 years. Our last quarter's growth was 7.8% at real prices. We are in US dollar terms, nominal growth is about 9.5% every year, and therefore doubling our economy every 8 years. And all of this has been possible because we've had a focused effort on eliminating poverty. We've lifted nearly 250 million people out of poverty in the last 12 years.
China's National Observatory has issued a yellow alert for Typhoon Fengxian as it threatened southern coastal regions with strong winds and heavy rain. According to the National Meteorological Center, NMC, Fengxian was located about 170 kilometers west-northwest of Yongxingdao in the South China Sea this morning. It is moving southwest at 10 km per hour and is expected to gradually weaken. Heavy rain is likely in parts of Hainan and Taiwan. On to sports now. 2-time Olympic medalist javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra has been conferred with the honorary rank of Lieutenant Colonel in the Territorial Army. The pipping ceremony was held in New Delhi today in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi. They officially promoted Chopra by placing his new rank insignia on his uniform. In Women's Cricket World Cup, Australia defeated England by 6 wickets at Holkar Cricket Stadium in Indore tonight. Earlier, England women posted a total of 244 for 9 wickets in their allotted 50 overs as Australia won the toss and chose to bowl. England star opener Tammy Beaumont played a patient innings, scoring 78 runs. For Australia, Annabel Sutherland scalped 3 wickets, Sophie Molino and Ashley Gardner backed 2 wickets each, and Alana King claimed a wicket. Australia comfortably chased down the target, finishing at 248 for 4 in just 40.3 overs. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. A Belgian court approves extradition of fugitive businessman Mehul Choksi to India in connection with 13,500 crore rupees Punjab National Bank fraud case. Russian drone and missile attacks on Ukraine cities kill at least 6 people. Ukraine claims of successfully launching missile and airstrikes on a chemical plant in Russia's Bryansk region. India moves up to 9th position globally in terms of total forest area, continues to rank 3rd in annual forest gain. In Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, Australia beat England by 6 wickets in Indore. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.